It's Friday, the 30th of August, and I am Leonard Vidbian with your 7 a.m. news bulletin. This week, the Health Ministry announced that 18 patients from across the country's public and private health facilities have been tested for Mpox. Of these, 15 cases returned negative, while the outcomes for the remaining three are still pending. Executive Director Ben Nangombe provided the latest update.
There were three outstanding suspected cases of Mpox being tested at the laboratories. The results have come out. And they are all negative. So we still maintain the status that Namibia has to date not recorded a confirmed case of Mpox in the country. And all the suspected cases that have so far been tested have been tested, and the results have come out negative.
Water Minister Carl Schletwein attended the World Water Week, focusing on the theme Bridging Borders, Water for a Peaceful and Sustainable Future. The event highlighted the global interconnectedness of water resources and the need for international cooperation to ensure peace and stability. The Ministry's John Amusheko expands on the vitality of this.
Water, in most cases, it is a resource that is so scarce, and it happens that it, in most cases, it's also a shared resources. When you look at underground as well as surface water, we're looking at the ocean, we're looking at the rivers, we're looking at underground water, our aquifers. All these are shared, most of them are shared, and it requires leaders across the world to work together, to talk to each other and share ideas how best we can manage these water resources. And in the same place, in the same vein, also to share new innovative ideas on how we can manage and utilize these resources.
In South Africa, the High Court in Pietermaritzburg has delayed Jacob Zuma's pretrial hearing for his arms deal corruption case to September 11. Zuma is set to face trial on corruption and money laundering charges from April 14, 2025. Judge Kosinathi Chili will explain his decision to reject Zuma's bid to remove state prosecutor Billy Downer, with the detailed reasons to be provided in 2 weeks.
At the inception of these proceedings, there appeared to be a confusion with regards to the issues that require detail. However, having had submissions made by counsel, I adopted the view that the appropriate route to take will be to consider the request by Mr. Mpofu on behalf of Mr. Zuma for reasons for the order I made on 16 May 2024.
Nigeria and Niger have signed a new agreement to enhance their security cooperation, the Nigerian military announced on Tuesday. Reuters says the deal, formalized through a memorandum of understanding by the defense chiefs in Niamey, aims to reinforce collaboration and promote regional stability despite ongoing tensions following last year's coup in Niger. The United Nations says an agreement has been reached for limited pauses in fighting to allow for the polio vaccination drive to take place in Gaza. The Israeli military and Hamas have agreed to 3-day pauses as hundreds of children need to receive the vaccine after a baby contracted the first confirmed polio case in 25 years in the Palestinian territory. Jody Jacobs reports for us from the United Nations headquarters in New York.
The United Nations says it aims to vaccinate about 600,000 children under the age of 10. And that the campaign has been coordinated with Israeli authorities. Speaking from Gaza, the WHO's Rick Peppercom said this arrangement is not ideal, but the most workable way forward. He added that this is not a ceasefire, but a pause in fighting to ensure the vaccinations can take place. Earlier this week, the Israeli ambassador here at the UN said that the Israeli army had agreed to limited pauses in some areas to allow international humanitarian operations to proceed. Jody Jacobs, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.